The Lord be with you.
I just want to be on the same page with you. I am not your new pastor, okay? Some of you were like, oh, he's back. He's our new pastor. So Father Gary's gone. No, no, no. He's not gone. You still have to put up with him for a few more years, maybe. I feel home, and I'm happy, blessed, and honored to be here with you, sharing the faith of the Lord, His life, His light, His presence. He is here with us. He's always with us. We are never alone. Never alone. As a newly ordained priest, as a baby priest, I was here with you for almost a year. And I want to thank you for your patience and your prayers and your support. I was being sanctified by Father Gary, I guess, you know. He's watching me and having popcorn at his house, so that's why I'm saying all that. The Lord is with us. In today's first reading, we heard that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and the God of our fathers is here with us. The one who has promised to be with you and with me in good times and in not so good times, in sickness and in health, in poverty or rich times. He is always with us. Always. That's why we Christians, we Catholics say, the Lord be with you, because we wish upon the other person. We wish for each other the richness, the life, the joy, and the peace of the Lord. But sometimes, even me as a newly ordained priest, as a baby priest, sometimes I don't want to accept the Lord's peace and His mercy and His joy. I block myself. And the same thing may happen to you as well. When He says, peace be with you, your sins are not greater than my mercy. Your sins are not greater than my presence and my peace. And that's what He says to His disciples, to His apostles, to His witnesses. And we are His witnesses. That's why we're here, witnesses of Jesus Christ of the 21st century. And He says to us today, allow me, give me permission to give you my peace, my joy, my mercy. The Lord be with you. The Lord says, I want to be with you, walk with you. It's beautiful being a priest, but I couldn't be here. I couldn't be here without you, without your prayers. That's why when I was talking to Father Gary about coming back and offering this Mass of Thanksgiving, he said, well, I have a little contract for you to review before you come into my church. He says, I want you to do a couple of ceremonies Saturday morning, you know, do confessions, quinceañera, and a wedding, and the masses and all that. And I'm like, are you trying to say that you want to have the weekend free or off? And he says, you witch, you read my mind. No. God is here with us, not only in church, very especially through the sacraments, through the reading of the word, but He is with us in our troubles. Even when you and I doubt His presence, when you and I are blocking, you know, our hearts to Him and we don't want to accept His peace and joy, He's always reaching out to us. The Lord is always reaching out to us. He has reached out to me. He had mercy on me. He didn't call me because I was capable and very smart and intelligent. No. He didn't call me because of that. He called me out of mercy. You had the opportunity, the blessing, to help other men like Deacon Ty, Father Mark, Father James, Father David. I'm sure you remember all those sinners. I mean, all those priests. I'm sure you remember them. And you have contributed to their formation, spiritually, financially. So today I'm going to take revenge because some of you were taking, you know, remember those critique forms to evaluate my homilies when I was a deacon? So I was very tempted to take revenge today. But the Lord said, wait a minute. When I appeared, when I was with my disciples, as we heard in today's gospel, I wasn't there to take revenge. I wasn't there to tell them, why did you run away, Peter? Why did you betray me? I was there to offer them peace. And that's the peace of the Lord. The joy. And He wants to share His presence, His life, His faith with us. So that you and I may go out, sent in a mission to share with those who need the blessings of God, His mercy, His peace, His joy, His justice. We are here because we believe that we are Easter people. We believe that He is alive and He's not a liar. He has never disappointed you or disappointed me. We may feel like disappointed sometimes. In fact, on Good Friday, just a couple of weeks ago, 2 a.m. in the morning, I got a phone call from this friend. And she says, Father Gonzo, my son just died. After 3 weeks of battling cancer, she says, he's dead. She owns a funeral home in this country where she lives, and down there, her and her husband have to do everything themselves. You know, when they get a phone call from the police, they have to go and pick up the body or, you know, take care of the funeral stuff, you know. 30 years ago, they got a phone call, same couple. They got a phone call. They were asked to go and take care of this funeral business, you know, in the morning or something like that. When they get there, when they get to the car accident, they didn't know that their own son, their first son, was the one who was dead. They found the cadaver of their own son there. 2 children. They have no longer children here with them on this earth. And she says to me, I trust in the Lord, and I know that He has a plan for me, my husband, and my family, and for each one of my children that have gone before us. She believes in the God of Jacob, in the God of Abraham, in the God of Isaac, in the God of our fathers, in the God who says, peace be with you. And believe me, she has all the elements. She has all the elements to say, I don't trust you anymore. I serve you. I love you, and this is how you treat me. But she said instead, she said, I trust in the Lord. I wanted to say something to her. I just had come out of seminary, you know, after 10 years of formation, you know. I mean, of course, I have an answer for everything, right? I was speechless. I felt useless, helpless. I couldn't say anything to her. She was the one evangelizing me. She was the one who became God's instrument and who said to me, may the Lord's will be done. She's trusting in the Lord of peace, in the Lord of joy, in the midst of suffering, trial, death. So you and I may be tempted. You and I may be tempted to say, Lord, I'm disappointed of you. But He doesn't know how to disappoint. He is truly alive. And He is with you and with me forever. We are flesh of His flesh, bones of His bones. We belong to Him, and He belongs to us. He chose you and me out of mercy, not because we are good or very holy people. I really like Pope Francis when he says, using a quote of St. Augustine, who says, the church, our church, is a hospital for sinners. not a museum for saints. The church is a hospital for sinners, not a museum for saints. And we are here to enjoy the Lord's medicine, the Lord's presence, His mercy, His peace, so that you and I may not allow the enemy to take advantage of those wounds that we have in our hearts, emotionally, psychologically, physical wounds that the enemy wants to infect, so that you and I may get disappointed of the Lord. Let's not fall into that trap, into that temptation. The Lord says, peace be with you. I am here for you, with you. And I believe that. I believe that. 14 years ago, when me and my big mouth, you know, I was asking the Lord, Lord, what do you want of me? Are you calling me to serve you as a priest or something? So to make a long story short, I was asking the Lord to please tell me, to let me know His will through someone. I gave Him a first name and a last name. Okay, I said, Lord, I want you to tell me through this person, through this lawyer. I know, you might be thinking, how could you trust a lawyer? Well, he's my uncle. He's my uncle, okay? Nothing against lawyers, okay? I may need them from time to time. So, 6 months later, I didn't say anything to anyone, okay? He comes up to me and he says, Gonzalo, I have something to tell you. The Lord is calling you to become a priest. The Lord had a dream for me. The Lord has a plan for me. Just like He has a plan for you, for each one of you. And allow me to please address, to talk to the youth, to the young here present, to the single ones, those who are married, too late, you're stuck in traffic, okay? Okay? You cannot choose a different vocation, you're married already. But you who are single, you who love the Lord, you who have experienced the Lord's mercy and His peace and His mercy, ask Him, Lord, are you calling me to serve you in a consecrated life as your servant, as your missionary, as your priest, as your religious sister for women? Ask the Lord and He will answer. And you will experience His peace and His joy. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your patience, your faith, your joy, your presence here. This is a training parish for those who want to become priests, right? And you had many guys, you know, throughout these years. Some better than others, of course, you know. I got a confession now. Pray for Deacon Ty. When is your ordination?
May
26th. May 26th of this year in New Mexico. Okay. So, amen. May the Lord bless you. He doesn't know how to disappoint. Remember that. He's always with you and for you. So let us allow Him to work within us ever more powerfully, ever more deeply. Let us allow the Lord to take us by the hand so that we may enjoy His peace and His joy. That we may share with others the Lord's life within us. Let us take a moment of silence. Let us talk to the Lord. Let us talk to Him and present who we are, what we have. Let us ask the Lord to give us the opportunity to serve Him more closely, more deeply. Amen.